About presidents you served with, Ronald Reagan. Talk to us about him. He was in touch with you. He wanted to get conservative Democrats on board, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. He a very charming guy. He didn't worry about the details like Jimmy Carter did. People ask me who was the smartest president, and I have to say probably Jimmy Carter. Now, people look, you what? And I said, yeah, Jimmy Carter, a nuclear engineer. He wanted to know detail and absolutes. And in the political game, there's a lot of variables. There's not as many absolutes. But Jimmy Carter knew that I'd only supported him 24% of the time when I went to the White House one time, and he pointed it out right there. I said, you know, that's 24% more than you supported me, Mr. President.
Let me just say, you butted heads with Carter over water projects?
Oh, yeah, yes. He vetoed one of my water projects right down in an area where I'd gone and campaigned for him. Lou and I brought Jimmy Carter to Ada, Oklahoma. We were Charter Carter members. We had Billy Carter, his brother. He spent the night with us, and he was a character himself. But we had Carter there, and one of the first things I did, there were, I think, about 11 water projects that his people, or I should say probably McGovern's people, he put some of McGovern's people into the offices up there. They vetoed a water project I had. And I look forward to going up there with Jimmy Carter, because here was a peanut farmer from Plains, Georgia, a Baptist. I was raised as a little Baptist in Bennington, Oklahoma, on a peanut farm. And I look forward to going. So I went in 1976 to Congress. Jimmy Carter went there to the White House. But we butted heads on some stuff.
And probably didn't get along then after that.
No, we liked Jimmy Carter. You know, I liked him as a man, and he's been a tremendous, I think, post-president.
So he didn't have the charm of Ronald Reagan for the game of politics, but he had smarts. He was bright. Here comes Ronald Reagan, and he gets on the phone, and he wanted conservative Democrats. Tell us about that relationship.
Well, President Ronald Reagan had to have a certain number of Democrats, because in his time right there, we had the majority. So there was a group of us we call the Bollweevils, Southern United States primarily, more conservative along the way. We were able to put together coalitions of votes. It let us have some leveraging about doing some things. For instance, on the budget that year in 81, I was trying to help our small oil producers in Oklahoma. Stripper wells, those are wells that produce less than 10 barrels a day. What I call my friend Charlie Rango from Harlem. Charlie, these are mom and pop type. We're not Exxons or Texacos or all that. I've put together a coalition of trying to exempt stripper wells from the windfall profit tax. If you recall, that was something that really was detrimental to the oil patch here in Oklahoma. In fact, about 90% plus of the oil wells in Oklahoma are stripper wells. It was just bankrupting some of the people.
What is a stripper well?
They're getting the last of the oil out of the wells, producing less than 10 barrels a day. I got them so the windfall profit tax that was on them was exempt. And that let them survive and stay in business. For instance, right around Pontotoc County, Ada, Oklahoma, that area, there were about 2,000 stripper wells. And the royalty owners, you know, the farm people out there had land, they were getting little checks. So all this was very important to the livelihood of trying to keep things going in the oil patch. So I put together about six, seven. They came later on to Ada and had a reception for me and stood up for me because it was a hot potato. President Reagan then came along with a bill, but I had agreed to the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, Danny Roskinkowski out of Chicago, if they would stay stuck also with making sure it was in the bill, I'd stay stuck and support that particular bill. Now, what became a hot potato was President Reagan put some language in later, and the Independent Petroleum Association came out in support of President Reagan's. I had put together the language to get stripper wells, and I kept three or four oil people notified of what I was doing and what I was doing it. So we got that put in there, and it stuck. But I had all kind of pressure coming against me because they wanted me to do what Reagan said.
You voted against him.
I did.
The constituent didn't like you very much for that. Did they hold that against you for a while?
No, they didn't. I explained it. In fact, Congressman Jim Jones, whom I think is one of the great statesmen we had in Washington on the budget. You remember, here's budget chairman. And I figured I owed at least to study the budget a little bit more in depth. David Stockman was budget chairman for Ronald Reagan. He admitted later that he had cooked the book, so to speak. He says in Atlantic Monthly magazine, it had released a Trojan horse on the American people in that budget. I'd voted against it, and I developed a form, a simple form of trying to figure the budget. I passed that to civic groups everywhere I'd meet, Ardmore, every place else. One of the articles came out, get out of Washington, D.C. if you can't support the president. Not one person came even close to the budget deficits. They're so much greater. I said, would you vote for a budget that would put you that far? And they said, no, we wouldn't. Even Jim Jones took that and used it, I think, in Tulsa, that form that I had given.
This is the trickle-down economics that Reagan talked about.
Yes. There's no way, Harley, and this is something we got to be very careful about right now, what's going on right today. When you have a buildup in the military and build up throughout, you've got to make sure the economic growth takes place. And we got to do that. And that's why, again, it goes right back. Coming jobs war, look at the situation. The huge deficits, we cannot get out of our problem by just selling to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We only have 4% of the people in the world in the boundaries of the United States. We cannot consume enough. That's why you see the low right now just came out, 1.9% growth in our GDP, less than 1% most of the last 4 years of Obama. That would not even let us get ahead of anywhere. That's why the book, The Coming Jobs War, I hope you'll get that. If I got a copy out there in the car, I'll give it to you. We've got to build the economy. That is the only way out of it. Now, that was my problem in southeast Oklahoma. It's a problem for the state of Oklahoma, big time right now. It's a problem for our country. That's the only way we can get out of this, get up 3%, 4% or so in our GDP. So, yeah, I had trouble going along with that. And when David Stockman, who had helped put it together, 2 months after it passed, I think December of 81, Atlantic Monthly, he revealed that they'd released a Trojan horse on the American people. I told David Stockman, he came to Congress from the same time I did, bright guy, Michigan. I said, thank God you've confessed that you just cooked the books on that.
Mm-hmm.
When I went through all that, I came through it in good shape.